Hey there, welcome to Following the Truth. My name is Gary Zimek. It's great to be back with you here. Today is September the 1st. It's a new month. We're going to talk about something today. I'm excited to talk about this today. This came to me at Daily Mass. Once again, it came courtesy of the readings, thinking with the mind of Christ. Wouldn't that be great if we could think with the mind of Christ? You know, we've all heard the what would Jesus do question. Remember when that was all over the place, the WWJD bracelets and the bumper stickers? Everybody was walking around saying, what would Jesus do in any situation? And you know what? That's a good question. I don't want to over-trivialize that statement or that question, because it's an important one. If you look at any decision you have to make and try to put yourself in the place of Jesus and do what he would do, that's a good thing. So, you know, that sometimes we become so familiar with statements like that, or John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten son, and whoever believes in him will have eternal life. You know, we've all heard it and we think like, oh yeah, I know that. But we don't want to downplay a great message like that. My standard for making a decision in life, and of course we're talking about the important decisions, not do I have ketchup or mustard on my hot dog, but if my standard for making a decision is I want to do what Jesus would do, that's a really good thing. Now here's the problem. How do we know what Jesus would do? You know, on the biggies, it's easy. But what about when it comes to switching jobs, sending your child away to college, buying a new house, buying a new car? You know, how do we know what Jesus would do? That can be a little challenging. Now, we have the teaching of the church. We have the Bible. We have a lot of guidance there. But when it comes to the specifics, it's not always that easy. Unless we're able to think with the mind of Jesus, right? Sounds good. I mean, Gary, can you get realistic? But here's the deal. According to St. Paul in the first reading from today's Mass, we do have the mind of Jesus available to us. Incredibly, a true statement. We will talk about that on the program today. So I hope you're able to stick around, because it's going to be a good show. And I hope you're doing well. Hope whatever, wherever you are having a good day. And look, we'll talk about this when we pray, but God's given us another day. He's brought us to another month. He's preserved us up until this point in time. Let's praise him for that. Let's thank him. A lot of times we, and you know, I'm guilty of this, but a lot of times we can be so focused on what might happen next, or what I should say, what might go wrong next, that we fail to give him credit and to thank him for what he's done for us in the past. And if we just apply a little bit of logic to it, and again, I'm guilty of this, so I'm not just telling you what to do. I'm talking to myself here too. A little logic would say, well, he's taken care of me up until this point in time. Why won't he continue to take care of me in the future, right? Makes perfect sense. So let's pray. Let's talk to our Heavenly Father right now. Ask him to help us. Ask him to be with us in this program, and ask him to continue to provide for all of our needs. Please join me in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Father in heaven, we praise you. We thank you. We acknowledge your greatness. We are in awe of all that you have done, not just in our lives, but in the world, in the universe. You are the creator of all that exists. Father, without you, we would cease to exist. We're grateful for your presence and your care for us. We ask you, Father, to bless us, to bless our families, to bless our friends. We ask that you will have mercy on the entire world. Help anybody who is suffering today. Grant peace to those who are anxious. Open the hearts of anyone who does not believe in you, or doesn't know you, so that they may be able, to know you as their Heavenly Father. Father, I ask that you pour your Spirit out, a new outpouring of your Spirit on us today. Give me the words for the program, Open our minds so we'll be receptive to what it is that you have to say. And Father, we ask these things in the name of Jesus, your Son and our Lord. Amen. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. All right, I'm ready to get started. I am Gary Zimek. This is Following the Truth. For more information about the work that I do, you can visit my website, followingthetruth.com. I hope you got to hear me on Relevant Radio's Morning Air Show this morning. We talked a little bit about fear. What is it that scares you? What are you afraid of? We're all afraid of different things. We all have our Achilles heel when it comes to fear. There was one caller that called into Morning Air this morning and talked about he was in the past worried about his health. He's worried about all the things that could potentially go wrong to him health-wise. And that's always been my weakness. Now, you might have that weakness. You might have another weakness. For you, it might be finances. You might worry about making it to heaven. You might worry about the death of a spouse or a friend or a loved one. You know, we all have our own areas of weakness. And the one common element that these areas have is they can all draw us closer to God if we really let us be transformed and moved from fear to faith. You know, whenever I'm afraid, it's because I feel out of control or I'm going to have to suffer and I want to prevent the suffering, right? I mean, that's why we're afraid. If I can control a bad outcome, I'm going to take care of it. If I'm worried about running out of gas and my gas gauge reads E, I don't have to worry about that. I can go to a gas station and fix it. I can fix that. But if I have an outdoor party and the forecast calls for torrential rain, well, that becomes a problem. And I can start to really sweat that out. Why? Because I can't control it. But with all of our anxieties, all these fears that surround us, whatever they may be, we know that they might be too big for us to handle, but they're not too big for God to handle. We can't predict what he'll do in any given situation because he does know more than we do. And sometimes, yes, as much as I don't like it, sometimes it's necessary for us to suffer in order to grow close to him or for some greater good to come out of the situation. But he's bigger than any problem we can ever face. So we can go from fear and let our fear lead us through faith to God. Right? From fear to faith. It's the title of a book I wrote, but it's a really good plan of action for life. If you're afraid, use it as an opportunity to turn to God and ask for help. So I pray that if you are afraid, that you're going to be able to really work on that relationship with God. And it's an ongoing process. That's another point we made on Relevant this morning, that this doesn't happen overnight. You're going to hear me say that over and over and over because it's true. We tend to get impatient. We tend to get impatient with our progress. We need to be making better progress spiritually. I shouldn't worry about this. Why am I worried? Well, it's because it takes a long time to get into the habit of worrying and wanting to control things. And it takes an equally long time sometimes to get out of it. You do it gradually, but continue to turn to God each day. Ask for help. And you're going to start to see a change and let the Holy Spirit work in you. And we're going to be talking about the Holy Spirit today, but that really is the secret. That's the secret to experiencing peace. So if you were not able to hear that segment on Relevant Radio this morning, I believe they archive it. So the Morning Air page on relevantradio.com does have an archive where you can listen to past broadcasts. Now, tomorrow, Wednesday at 6:35 a.m. Eastern Time, I'm going to be on the Sunrise Morning Show for my weekly segment. So I hope you'll be able to check that out as well. That's the Sunrise Morning Show, EWTN Radio, tomorrow morning, Wednesday at 6:35 a.m. Eastern Time. All right, now that we got that out of the way, let's take a look at this first reading from today's Mass, Thinking with the Mind of Christ. Now, this is from St. Paul's first letter to the Corinthians, chapter 2, beginning in verse 10. Here's what St. Paul says. Brothers and sisters, the Spirit scrutinizes everything, even the depths of God. Among men, who knows what pertains to the man, except his spirit that is within? Similarly, no one knows what pertains to God except the Spirit of God. So right away, St. Paul's setting up this groundwork saying that only the Spirit of God or the Holy Spirit truly knows what is in the mind of God. Right? I can't figure it out. You can't figure it out. We might get a glimpse of it sometimes through the work of the Holy Spirit. But ultimately, the Spirit, God's Spirit, knows why he does what he does. And Paul says, we have not received the spirit of the world, but the Spirit who is from God, so that we may understand the things freely given us by God. And this is one of the reasons that Jesus sent us the Holy Spirit, because he did not expect us to make it through life on our own. He said, guys, I'm leaving, but I will not leave you orphans. I'm going to send you the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, my Spirit, so that you can recall everything I taught you and so much more. You know, it's just not a matter of recalling what Jesus taught, but the Holy Spirit can allow us, I'm getting ahead of myself, but the Holy Spirit can allow us to understand some of the wisdom of God, not always, not all of it, but some of it, and also to be able to think as Jesus thinks. All right, let's get back to the reading. And we speak about them. Okay, so Paul says, we speak about them not with words taught by human wisdom, but words taught by the Spirit, describing spiritual realities in spiritual terms. Now, the natural man does not accept what pertains to the Spirit of God, for to him it is foolishness, and he cannot understand it, because it is judged spiritually. The one who is spiritual, however, can judge everything, but is not subject to judgment by anyone. What Paul's getting at here is someone who is not moved or living under the guidance of the Holy Spirit is going to look at things happening in the world and say, this is crazy. Why is this happening? This makes no sense. But when we say that, we're not submitting to the guidance of the Holy Spirit. But instead, what are we doing? We are saying, no, this has to make sense to me. If it doesn't make sense to me, I don't buy it. And we're going to get ourselves, anybody who does that is going to get themselves very frustrated in a hurry, because so many things in life just don't make sense according to the wisdom of the world. But here's the deal. We're not that smart. You know, and I'm not being a wise guy when I say that. We give ourselves too much credit sometimes, thinking that, well, I need to be able to figure everything out. I need to be able to figure everything out in my mind before I believe it. Good luck figuring out the Trinity. Good luck figuring out why the crucifixion was necessary. It's just not going to happen. Faith involves submitting yourself or trusting in God's plan, even when you don't fully understand it. That does not mean that we're to become mindless zombies and robots and we can never understand anything. No, we can reason and in some way understand some of God's wisdom. We're not going to understand it all, though. And that's a point that really frustrates many, many people. Well, this doesn't make sense to me, therefore I don't believe it. Sometimes you got to believe it first and say, you know what? Through faith, I believe. I believe that what looks like a small piece of bread is actually the body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus Christ. I believe that by faith. Intellectually, using human reasoning alone, it's pretty hard to believe that. I'll be honest, it is. But through faith, I can believe it. Why? Because Jesus told me it's true. And I believe him. That's what faith is all about. Let me finish this reading. So you need to be under the guidance of the Spirit. You need to let the Holy Spirit work in you in order to be able to understand spiritual matters. And then Paul closes this passage by saying, for who has known the mind of the Lord so as to counsel him? But we have the mind of Christ. See that? How do we have the mind of Christ? Because we have his Spirit. This is the very Spirit that motivated Christ, led him, if you will. This is his spirit, the spirit shared between the Father and the Son. So we got divinity inside of us with the Holy Spirit. Now, when do we receive the Holy Spirit? Here's the deal. As Catholics, we believe that we first receive the Spirit when we are baptized. If you are not Catholic, maybe you're evangelical or you belong to some branch of the Protestant, some Protestant denomination, you probably believe that you receive the Holy Spirit when you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Little difference there. Actually, kind of a big difference. But we both believe in the Holy Spirit. For purposes of this program, let's just talk about the Holy Spirit. We possess the Holy Spirit. So therefore, we have the ability to think with the mind of Christ. Isn't that an amazing thing? I mean, just let that sink in for a minute. We have the ability to think with the mind of Christ. So therefore, when I am facing a challenging question in my life, trying to make a decision, for instance, how do I handle this situation, which isn't in the Bible and is not specifically contained in the Catechism of the Catholic Church? What do I do? You know, I had a difficult, very, very difficult dilemma in my life several years ago when my mother, who was suffering from dementia, wasn't able to live by herself anymore. And my sister really wrestled with this. My dad had died a few years earlier. And my mom was becoming a danger to herself, but she didn't want to move out of the house. We knew that she had to leave, but we didn't know how to make it happen. And it was tough. You know, at first we didn't know what the right thing to do was, but gradually my mom got worse and worse and it became obvious. But initially we didn't know what to do. It's not in the Bible. It's not in the catechism. What do I do? And certainly you can talk to people. I talked to a few priests about it, trusted friends. There are people we can talk to, but sometimes we're going to hit those situations where we just don't know what to do, but we want to do what God wants us to do. What can we do? How do we know whether we should switch jobs? How do we know whether we should move? Should we buy a new car or a used car? These decisions can impact our relationship with God in some way. It's possible. Again, there's the trivial decisions. What movie should I see? Well, actually, what movie I should see, that depending on what's going on in the movie, that could be something that can impact your relationship with God, right? But how do we know? How do we know what to do? Well, in these cases, we've been given the mind of Christ. We've been given the mind of Christ. So we can think with the mind of Christ. Now, listen, this is not easy to do because we're so used to thinking in a human way that we tend to resist thinking in this way. So it's a gradual process. But what I would say to start with is to ask the Holy Spirit, or to give the Holy Spirit permission to inspire your thoughts and your words and your deeds. Initially, I mean, everything we do, everything we say begins with a thought. And if you really just think about that for a minute, it's a true statement. Every word that comes out of my mouth begins with thought. And every action that I do begins with a thought. Even if it's, I'm going to go in the kitchen and grab a snack, it begins with a thought. So if we work on the thoughts and we learn to think with the mind of Christ, which is entirely possible because that's the Holy Spirit's function, one of the Holy Spirit's functions, then that thought process, thinking as Christ did, would result in words and deeds that would be in accordance with what Jesus would do. So in other words, what would Jesus do comes to life if your mind is thinking like Jesus. So my recommendation is to give the Holy Spirit permission to work every day. You can say it multiple times each day. Come, Holy Spirit, inspire my thoughts, my words, my deeds. Control my emotions. You can ask the Holy Spirit to control your emotions. I remember reading that actually not too long ago, and I thought, that's really good. I like that. But you got to give him permission because he won't force his way into your life. That is one of the reasons that we so often struggle to behave in a way that Jesus would behave. It's because we're so used to just taking control and doing things on our own. So then once you give the Holy Spirit permission to think or to inspire your thoughts and you begin to think like Jesus, the next step is to follow those thoughts and put them into practice. And if you're thinking like Jesus thinks, you might begin to realize that the money you're spending each day for your expensive coffee and your breakfast sandwich, maybe you can use some of that money to give to charity to help people who are starving. So you might get that thought, as I have in the past. But you can accept it and say, yeah, this is what I want to do. This, I agree, this is what I should do. Or you can reject it and say, yeah, but that's silly. I really need this little pick-me-up each day. I'm not saying that it's wrong to get your coffee and your lunch every day. It's personal for everybody. But that could make a difference. But ultimately, it's up to you. You can think like Jesus thinks, and the Holy Spirit will help you to do that, but then you've got to decide whether or not you will act on those thoughts. You see, that's where the free will comes in. And oftentimes, even though we don't realize we're doing it, we fight the Holy Spirit. We fight the Holy Spirit from working in our lives. You know, we say, come Holy Spirit, work through me. And then we encounter a situation where we've got to relinquish control to the Holy Spirit. And we say, wait a minute, not so fast. But this is a process. This is something that does not typically happen overnight. It's something that we can work on and we can perfect, provided we're patient and we give ourselves some time. So that's the message that I just wanted to go with that as the message today. The fact that, I mean, that's a mind-boggling message, that we are able to think with the mind of Christ. We have that ability if we have the Holy Spirit. And even if you don't know how to harness that, even if you struggle and you can't really imagine how you're going to put that into action, I say just start asking the Holy Spirit to inspire the way you think, to inspire your thoughts, and express that desire that I wish I could think with the mind of Christ. That's a prayer. And those kinds of prayers, God is always going to say yes to. You're not going to pray, God, please help me think like the Holy Spirit does. Please help me think like Jesus does through the help of your Spirit. You're not going to pray that way and God will come back with it. Nope, sorry, not going to do it. He's going to answer that prayer. Now, there might be reasons why you don't immediately feel it. That could be you blocking it. That could be you refusing to let go. That could be God wanting you to trust him a little bit more. I can't say for sure why our prayers don't immediately get answered, or why they get answered with a no sometimes. I can't say that. I really can't speak for God. But I will tell you that I fully believe he has a good reason. So if I am asking for help spiritually, asking for help, Holy Spirit work in me, so that I can reach more people, so that I can spread the good news, so that I can be less self-centered, that's a good prayer. I mean, there is no reason God would say no to that. But you could be blocking it without realizing it. Or maybe he's trying to teach you something. He wants you to keep coming to him and wants you to trust. I don't know for sure, but I know that ultimately he does want to answer a prayer like that. And that's a really good prayer to pray. So you, yes, you have the mind of Christ within you. And therefore you are able to deal with those challenging dilemmas you have in your life. Remember also that Christ founded a church, and Christ inspired through the Holy Spirit, or God inspired through the Holy Spirit, the words of sacred scripture. So you don't want to be discerning a situation that is already covered in the Bible or through the teaching of the church, right? So that's those. As a Catholic, I don't need to discern whether I should go to Mass on Sunday. The church has decided that for me, thankfully, because I'll tell you right now that I would probably come up with some excuses, or I would have in the past. I mean, I do go to daily Mass now, but in the past, I certainly would have come up with ways to get out of going to Sunday Mass if I had the option, because I didn't realize how important it was. And that's why the church helps us. So you don't need to be discerning in an area that's already been clarified through the church, because God speaks through his church. Lord, please tell me if my wife should have this abortion. I mean, the answer is no. I mean, that's not a discernible question. But those gray areas, those particular scenarios, should I sell my house? Should I get this new job? Should I take this new job? Should I move? Should I relocate, even though it's going to mean leaving some family members behind? These are things that you can use the Spirit of Christ dwelling in you to help you with. All right, I hope this was helpful. But it's an amazing, amazing gift that we have with the Holy Spirit. Let's see, I am just about ready to get on out of here. It was great hanging out with you once again. Don't forget Sunrise Morning Show, 6:35 a.m. Eastern Time. If you are up tomorrow, Wednesday, and I will be talking about Moses, a little bit about Moses and Moses interceding or trying to calm down the people when they were beginning to freak out. Tomorrow morning on the Sunrise Morning Show, if you're able to listen, that would be great. Don't forget to check out my website, followingthetruth.com, for more information about my work. If you are able to help me to fund my full-time ministry, I would greatly appreciate it. It's really lean right now. The summer is typically a tough time, but this year, I've never seen anything like this. If you're able to help out, it would really help me. Followingthetruth.com, just click on donate, and you'll be taken to PayPal, where you can securely either make a one-time donation or become a monthly sponsor. If you can help me out, I really, really could use that help, okay? Again, if you have questions, you can always email me at gary@followingthetruth.com, and I would love to hear from you. I will try to get back to you as soon as I can. But I do want to thank you for listening. I do pray that you have a wonderful day. Just remember, you are able to think with the mind of Christ. That is an amazing thing. God bless you, and I look forward, God willing, to being back with you here tomorrow on Following the Truth. See you.